are not to discuss this matter amongst yourselves.
We don't submit reports or ask approval for specific operations, if that's what you mean. We are an autonomous department.
Any questions?
Broadcasting from an abandoned subspace relay orbiting Risa, this is Section 31, gathering intelligence for you on Star Trek CCG. Now reporting in, operatives Dan and Rogue.
Welcome to Section 31, episode number 62. I'm Dan Hammond.
And I am Rogue Schindler.
This week we're going to talk about the tournament we had last weekend, and once again we're going to look ahead toward our Nationals event in 2 weeks, and we'll talk a little bit about the Allegiance decks folks are chatting about online.
We mentioned in our last episode, we're kind of excited to play with some new Allegiance decks at the last tournament that we had, a tournament that occurred just after the release, after the holidays, and we're surprised to be the only ones who showed up with Allegiance decks. But we had another tournament just this past weekend, and it turns out almost everyone brought some form of Allegiance-ified deck. Dan, you were the only person I actually didn't play. What were you playing this weekend?
You know, someone had posted on the boards in the middle of another discussion. Someone was talking about a Delta Quadrant Romulan deck, I believe, or maybe it was a Gamma Quadrant. And the subject of Picard came up, the Romulan Picard, and how good he was to lose 5 points and shuffle up the pile. So I decided to take that and run with it. My deck was pretty much Picard, all the Riemanns, any senator that costed two or less, and any, what was the other keyword I was using? A dissident that costed two or less, so that I could use this text. I had some prejudice in politics, so I got 5 points, and then I went and attempted a mission with 18 guys.
Wow.
And then I shuffled your pile. So if you were playing with one of those nasty, you know, mega team, anti-mega team cards, they got shuffled away.
Ah. How'd that work out for you?
It didn't work at all. And I swear, I played against Thomas, and he was playing. I didn't get his fracture time. What was he was playing? The Mark of Gideon.
Number one,
who plays with Mark of Gideon? Number two, how is it that I shuffled his 4 or 5 card dilemma pile twice in 2 different mission attempts, and shuffled that card back to the top each time?
Were you running that the new Riemann team card?
I was. It never came into play. It was a big deck, and it was only a third Riemann's, so it never really had much of an effect. I can only hope as time goes on, if we get more Riemann's, that it becomes a little bit more effective. I was playing with something new, Alternate Identity. I'd never played with that one before. It's pitch a Romulan and from play and put another Romulan in place.
Oh, right.
Since I was playing with cheap Romulans and Picard was the only, you know, expensive guy, I just swapped him out on occasion, you know, if he went away for some reason. That was kind of nice. But, yeah, it was fun. I had a good time. A couple of my games were close. A couple of them, it just never got going. You play with a big deck, and that happens on occasion. I think I only had 2 mission attempts against Franklin. But, you know, I had a good time otherwise. And, well, I'll tell you, the first round, Franklin showed up and didn't have enough time to put a deck together, so I let him borrow one of mine, and I gave him a Delta Quadrant Klingon deck, and he destroyed me with it. That was fantastic. And then Matt was around, and he wanted to borrow my virtual headset deck from last time. I just made one change. I threw in a couple of bustling with activities, and Matt destroyed me with that deck as well. So I started off 0-2 against my own decks, and... yeah, I lost the other 2 games as well.
We were gonna go round robin with the 6 of us, and we ended up, the time just ran out, so you were the only person I didn't play. But I did get to play one of your decks against Franklin.
How'd that go?
It was pretty close, but I still lost. But aside from that, I played against TOS all friggin' day. With my TOS deck, it was weird. Yeah. Although it did make me happy that I had thrown in those dilemmas that I can't remember the name of them right now. I pitch a card of the All affiliation turns?
Shocking Betrayal.
Shocking Betrayal.
Nice.
Which I pretty much only throw in when I'm playing Fed.
Sure.
Because it's got a pretty good chance of hitting. So that was
straight up movie guys, right?
Now I started to mention this when we were talking to Charlie about on Allegiance Day, we got distracted. But I will say I was a little disappointed. I kind of had my they had the big surprise when they released Raise the Stakes. I was kind of hoping, because of the text only spoilers for Allegiance, that when the TOS, because who wants the motion picture crew? Everybody hates that movie. You ask any Star Trek fan, and it's either their first or second choice for worst of the movies. Why would they do a motion picture crew? It's got to be a cover. It's going to be the crew from the new movies with Chris Pine and Zachary Quinto. I had convinced, and I was just overwrought with disappointment when it came out and it was actually the crazy white uniformed dudes. So I used them anyway, and I built a deck that I had inspired. You had mentioned somebody tried to do that a little bit, I think, with a 1E deck, where they had built a 1E deck that was inspired by the most recent movie. Mm-hmm. So I did that with 2E. I built a deck of TOS movie crew, and I had Vulcan and Investigate Destruction and Advanced Battle Simulation for Kobayashi Maru. Yeah, so it was kind of a theme deck, and I threw in some battle cards, which TOS did not do very well with, although Helping Hand was a big help for that. I blew up at least two ships on the day. Cool. And it was highly entertaining to slip past an outclassed.
Nice.
By pitching a constitution to pump up my Enterprise. But on the whole, it was interesting trying to get used to the back and forth of the four cost people. I threw in a call to arms as well, so that I would get some points off of doing battle. That was my turn the corner. Most of the time I was doing some of the easy missions and trying to make focused on Advanced Battle Simulation right away. So between that and Party Atmosphere, I could make my battle events free.
Were you doing two missions or three?
Three easy missions usually, or tried to do two missions. I almost pulled off two missions against Franklin with bonus points, because he was, running that, or I'm sorry, no, against Johnny with bonus points, because he was running Tongo. Mm-hmm. I kept winning. Yeah.
Yes, Johnny was playing TOS, but he had splashed in the new Quark from Allegiance so that he could download Tongo and just play for some easy Tongo points.
Yes.
Johnny, excellent player, and in our game, every single thing that could have went my way went my way. I was P&Ping. I P&P'd his worth the price. That Ferengi.
Sure.
So he couldn't, that went away twice, so something he could have used to destroy my PNP. Mm-hmm. And he Tongo'd me, and I've got Picard, and I've got Patal, the five-cost guy that reduces his cost. Those are like the only expensive cards in my deck. And I won all the first couple Tongos went all my way.
Wow.
And I just couldn't get things going. It was not meant to be. But, it was interesting that he threw in, why not? You can go to download anything you want with Quark.
Yeah, it was an interesting mix of affiliations, throwing in the deep space. He, threw in the station. Mm-hmm. He was figuring, a lot of four-cost personnel, he'd have a good chance of winning the Tongos and get some points to spend with at what cost, so he could play those people quicker. I did get my Instigate Dissension off against him, but it didn't really matter. It wasn't like he was doing it with Brunt, where he had to keep playing somebody. You know, he had his.
Yeah.
It meant that he couldn't play that extra person and do Tonga more than once per turn. But the way things were going, I think that was probably in his favor.
Did you play against Thomas as well?
I did. I found it interesting that we all three came up with different angles at the movie TOS Folk. He was going with a sort of a temporal approach.
I really liked what he was doing.
That was really cool. And ironically, I had just started working an event, and I hadn't even decided what deck it was going to go with, but I was working on putting something together with the Q events and the temporal events along those lines, and I was like, wow, that's kind of the same thing I was just trying to build, and I'm totally going to steal some pointers off of that, especially when we both had our party atmospheres out. Things were already -2, and he dropped the delivery boy,
right,
and then pitch it and play Destiny Reset for free.
Yeah. And I think the biggest thing that I saw that he was doing, he had the kill off one of your people who cost 4 or more.
Yes, Hindrance.
Hindrance, yeah. That was amazing, because he wasn't paying 4 for his people. He was only paying 2, but yet they were cost 4, so he could pitch him and draw extra dilemmas. That was very well put together.
Yeah. Yeah, and he actually had made really good use of the Destiny resets I was seeing, because I would finally get, you know, I was just trying to face down an army of dilemma manipulation, and I couldn't even make any headway. He finally, his Plays the Thing finally expired. And
yes, that's right.
I think
he was using the Plays the Thing to make all of his high-cost people future people, and then use that with endurance. Yeah.
But he did have Anorax and Azure.
That's right.
So, but they were both dead. And I was like, okay, here's my chance. And he's like, no, I'm going to Destiny your set, and I'll get a Timescape and a Polywater. So yeah. I'll stop one of your minimum crew, and nothing goes under.
Nice. Yeah. I think he hit me with the Mark of Gideon a couple times. He hit me with... I'm losing my train of thought. Thomas is one of the better dilemma players and card tracking people that we've got down here. So I'm looking forward to having some non-local players come into town and face up against what we've got.
Yeah. Although I did have a good time with the TOSers.
The Tossers.
Yeah, the Tossers. Those Tossers. With Captain on the Bridge, because I could... Willard would occasionally, Willard Decker would occasionally get bounce back to hand somehow, Hard Time or Chula, or I'd get Chekhov to bounce somebody back to hand, and so I could play him to bounce. I could play him for 1. Which was the best case against Franklin when I got all 3 captains on the bridge. Yeah. Play him for 1 at full to bounce Kirk, and then play Kirk for 1 at full, and then all my 4 costers are immune to random selection again.
Yeah, nice.
And keep doing that and getting Kirk out for 1 repeatedly. I mean, it's an old trick with the original Thinker, but at least this one isn't, you know, completely broken. And it only helps so much. It was a nice, interesting, and, you know, you could do it. You could choose to make them immune to random selection, or you could, you know, go ahead and let it go. So depending on the situation.
Which Enterprise were you using? Because I know with this set, you know, new Enterprise, new Kirk. The old Enterprise and the old Kirk were pretty good. And you went with the new Kirk. Did you go with the new Enterprise, or were you using
First
Savior?
I did go with the new Enterprise. I liked it a lot. Because by the time I got it, I could decide. I didn't use new Spock. I used Genesis Spock, so I had 3 matching commanders, and a trip to Romulus, so that I could get the Enterprise whenever I wanted. And then, you know, depending on where I was at when I was ready to go, I could play the Enterprise and get the last piece of the puzzle.
Right.
So if I was missing, you know, McCoy, or if I was missing Kirk, or if I was missing Decker, who was just a super skill tank, then I could get, you know, whatever piece I was needing, or if I was getting smacked down by an event, I could get Scotty and drop that and place one of my opponent's events out of play.
Yeah.
That was kind of...
Scotty put my PNP out of play quite a few times.
But yeah, that was really nice, but I ended up definitely feeling the absence of that range boost, not because I was going back and not to go home, because I actually had plenty of ships. I generally had four or five ships on the table, but because I couldn't, like, I would take my whole crew out to attempt, and then I would need to get home to restaff those the empty ships and take them over when the opportunity arose to try and blow my ship opponent's ship up.
Okay, yeah.
But you know, because I couldn't sit there and wait forever. So that was a point at which sometimes the range was an issue. But I did have a fun time playing two ships in one turn to do a surprise three ship attack with my three battle events.
Well, one of our normal players wasn't there, two of our normal players weren't there, so we were very happy to get six people still show up. So, congrats to Johnny for going undefeated and bringing home the win.
Yep. And it was good to see everybody diving into the Allegiance cards. Hopefully we'll definitely get some more of that next week at... Drumroll.
That's right. U.S. Nationals West for 2009. Just a month late, you know.
Ish, whatever. Yeah. 2009-ish.
That means we're going to have two Nationals this year. So I posted online to the forum that we've got a pile of piles of cards to give away and other random Trek stuff to give away. I've got something special I'm going to roll out, and we're really looking forward to seeing some out-of-towners come in. It's always better. I mean, we had a big tournament a couple weeks ago with some new players. Love to see just a bunch of people come out. That's always fantastic.
It would be really cool. And, you know, just so people aren't traveling for just one big tournament, we are, in fact, going to have another tournament before the main event, just to kind of have a break the ice and try out something new.
That's right. It's the virtual format. So get your printer warmed up and print out a deck. And you just you can make it in the deck builder and just hit print and you're ready to go. No sorting cards needed. You just cut them up and slide them in front of whatever deck you were playing later on, and after the first tournament, you just take the sleeves out, take the little slips out, and go. Should be interesting.
That deck builder is a huge help for that, because I completely forget when I sit down. You know, I sit down to build a deck for that, and I was like, okay, I can use anything from Undiscovered Country on, and missions and non-unique people, except that there's more than that. That you
right.
can use.
Yeah, the first virtual promo set is available. Plus, there were a lot of indebtednesses on the list, and a couple other random things that were on there. Plus,
yeah, just
the entire errata file is up there.
Exactly, that's the huge one where you're like, okay, hey, anything that has had any kind of change for whatever reason, it suddenly becomes legal. For the virtual format, which brings in things that you would not expect that will be pretty helpful for just about anyone, like Machinations. Suddenly a DS9 deck looks kind of interesting because you can use Bustling with Activity. Lots of stuff available.
I've played a few virtual decks now, and I think the hardest part is building a competent dilemma pile. But with everyone on the same page, everyone drawing from the same pool, Yeah, we'll see what we can do. Like you said, with machinations out there and uninvited, you know, there's a few cards that you can pull that might be helpful. It should be fun. It should be a fun challenge, deck building wise, and it should be less complicated to actually play because the cards are a lot smaller.
Yeah. And then, of course, we have the main event. Now, we've talked about this a little bit, what we're going to, plans as far as what to play for something as high level as U.S. Nationals West. I don't want to give anything away. Are you kind of honing in on something that you think you want to play? You got a couple of choices lined up, or are you still up in the air?
I had a list of three decks that I was thinking about for the last tournament. For this, and I went with the Romulan. So there's two more on my list. One's a little funky. I don't know if it's, it's kind of tricky. We'll see what happens. And the other is a little bit more, kind of a normalish deck. But, I'm looking ahead. Who do you think the odds-on favorites are? I mean, it's got to be what, Thomas, Johnny. Johnny's played a Borg deck in the last, three
regionals? Yeah.
So, he could surprise us, but I think I'm gonna be ready for his Borg this time.
Yeah, anti-assimilation cards in there? Some rescue captives or...
No, Johnny doesn't play interactive Borg. He plays ridiculous speed, download like crazy, playing all the events. So you got to go with a lot of event destruction. And I'm thinking either a dilemma pile that is, maybe 75% regular and 25% stop the Borg.
All right. So formal hearing and
rogue Borg ambush.
That was next on my list. So let's see. I need to pack some crowd control for TK and some desperate sacrifice for Johnny. Noted.
Yes. Yeah. So for all of you coming in from out of town, that's what we've seen in the past. Now that we've called them out on it, I'll probably show up with this standby Bajoran deck that.
Hey, you know what?
Hasn't lost
that's
in years.
That's just fine with me.
Yeah.
I know it may or may not be seen as sportsmanlike, but I generally like to go into high-level events like this as a spoiler. I think the last Worlds I played in, I brought my surprise Maquis ship destruction deck where I drop a party atmosphere and three battle events on the deck to come and blow up your ship in one turn and let you sit there and stew while we time out. Because I think it's such a, everybody comes in and they take it so seriously and it's supposed to be fun.
And you shatter their dreams.
And so, if you're not going to have fun, playing the game, then I'm going to come and have fun watching you stress. But I don't know if I want to do that, at least certainly not to that level at an event, especially that we're hosting that people are coming in from out of town. And,
yeah. One of the two ideas I've got is kind of based on one of those, if you see it coming, maybe you've your deck is prepared. If not, maybe I'll take advantage of you. And maybe I should just, make a Ferengi thief deck or something.
I actually had a fairly slim solver that I was really interested in playing.
Nice. What's slim for you? 45 cards?
Yeah, like 42. That's fairly slim compared to the 90 card deck I played yesterday. It's reasonably identical to the deck that a friend of mine was going to play this weekend and fell ill, And so he will probably bring it next week, so I don't want to, you know.
I don't want to rain on his parade.
Yeah, exactly. That feels kind of, you know, lame. I don't want to spoil it. You know, A, I don't want to steal his thunder. B, I don't want to, you know, ruin it. You know, I played that deck. Now I know how to play against it.
Yeah.
You know, of course, I would have the same thing and deserve it. But, you know, I'm sure I can find something else, and I'll play a copy of his deck later.
You know, my fear with doing something like that is, like, if I know someone's going to be playing a deck and I had thought about doing the same thing, I know it's not going to be as good. So I just would rather do something different.
Yeah. So I'll probably continue going down the list of trying out one of the new Allegiance decks that I haven't seen yet. There's still three more for me to try. Plus, you know, even just trying a different deck with a splash of one of the new team cards.
Yeah, from what I've seen, that the Enterprise crew can be pretty quick with the those new. But it's not on my list. I'll see what I can put together.
Now, speaking of Allegiance, last episode we had asked all of you listeners out there if you would be so kind as to pipe up on the Boldly Go forums. I went and posted a question just sort of poking around to see if anybody was playing with Allegiance out there in your tournament areas, and we actually got several responses, which was nice. It looks like definitely some Enterprise is pretty popular. A lot of people liking that Samuels is useful now and playing those non-humans for cheap. A lot of Equinox interest. Did you see anything else that was...
It seems like everyone wants to play Ferengi, but I don't know if anyone actually has yet.
Yeah, everybody seems interested in it, but they're not quite sure. Well, you know, the first thing I did was go, ooh, thieves.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to go make a thief deck. And, you know... That's cool, except that not a lot of their stuff, most of their stuff is Ferengi-oriented, not thief-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
So the rest of your deck is not going to benefit from having these new thieves, other than the fact that there are now more personnel who are thieves.
Right.
So that might be, I kind of bumped that down the list, but trying to actually play them with Ferengi sounds like it would be cool. And it sounds like Charlie even is planning on bringing that to Nationals. He's called it out for you. So if you're playing Nationals East, you can look for some orange folk coming rolling up in Ohio.
So what are the anti-Ferengi cards to play?
Are there any?
I don't know. Party.
Any? Yeah. Issue a trust.
Yeah.
You know?
No, Issue of Trust is an enemy boarding party. They don't have requirements, so... All right, anyway. I kind of wish that I was, an independently wealthy, unemployed card player so I could travel around and jump in on some of these events. But good luck to everyone who's heading out to an event this weekend, and we'll probably talk about... hype up a little bit more on our Nationals events on the next show.
Yep. In the meantime, that's all the intelligence we have for you this week. As is customary, we will send out our shout-out to Warp 11 for their musical genius. On behalf of our producer TK, I am Sir Rogue.
And I'm Sir Dan.
And I'll remind you all out there to expand your allegiance in the universe.
And I will draw 62...